We're up to page Reish Pei Vav. Page Reish Pei Vav, it's Simon Tav Chaf Hey. We are in the middle of Se'if Beis. We're up to the Ramah. Hagah. Okay, so one more time. You turn to page 570 and turn to the next page. Simon Tav Chaf Hey, Se'if Beis. On the next page, Hagah in the Ramah, second line from the top on page Reish Pei Vav. Hagah v'yesh oimim she'ein lehafsik minavi lenavi v'ein oimim rak haftaras Rosh Chodesh. V'chein oihagim. What did we discuss yesterday? What happens if it's Moch Chodesh? And the question is, do we also lane a double haftarah? Do we lane, let's say, the classic cases where Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, it's Shabbos, Sunday. So you're going to lay on Shabbos Hashemayim Kisi. Where is Hashemayim Kisi? In Sefer Yeshaya, the last parak of Sefer Yeshaya. Sunday is also Rosh Chodesh. So you would like to lay, according to the Mechaber, one pasuk from Vayemelo Yohanesan Mochar Chodesh, and the last pasuk of Mochar. But what's the problem of doing so? That's in Sefer Shmuel. So what are you going to do? You're going to go. You're going to switch from Sefer Yeshaya to Sefer Shmuel. You want to chop it right and the Mochar Chodesh as well. So the Mechaber says no problem. You can do both. It's no big deal. After that, I'll read. Let me read the top line again. You should not do that. You should not go for one of Navi. Period. But let's say you have a situation where you have two after from the same exact Navi. We'll see an example in a moment. Or another example. Now, we don't do this sin. Mishul will point out that it used to be the meaning that when there was an Ufraf, they would lay in the Haftar of Parshas Nitzavim. Because there it says, Kisois Chosan Alkala, Ken Yosis Olayich Elokoich. It's famous, right? Is it a song or is it a pasuk? Okay. V'chein im hoye chasna b'rosh chodesh v'shor shabosos, and likewise if there's a chasna, we'll read the Mishnah Berurah, im hoye chasna b'rosh chodesh or b'shor shabosos she'ein derech haftarah. So the rule is you don't. The Ramah says don't ever push away an haftarah for sois osis or what?
I mean, the haftarah was so important. Haftarah was instituted in place of Priyas haftarah.
So we once discussed this. We once spent a half an hour discussing the four brachos of the Haftarah. Then we had a little bit of a drush of why there are so many brachas for the Haftarah. The first bracha, then there were another four brachas. So we explained that there are five reasons why you lay in the Haftarah. You lay in the Haftarah, number one, because of the parasha.
Substitution.
Not a substitution.
No, when they couldn't.
Many reasons. That's one reason why we lay in the Haftarah. Minigav was saying to the Odeinu that in ancient times they were not able to lay in the Shmad. The Goyim did not allow us to lay from the Torah. So we substitute letting of the Torah with the Haftarah. And that's why they have to be 21 psukim, so there should be at least corresponding to the 7 aliyahs. Each aliyah has at least 3 psukim. Right, that's one reason why we lay the Haftarah. It's minog avoseinu biyodeinu from the time when there was a gzera, and the Jewish people were not allowed to lay from the Torah. So Chazal at that point enacted that we should lay from the Nevi'im as a reminder that there must be Kriyas HaTorah. Then when the gzera was lifted, and we once again were allowed to lay from the Torah, we continue to lay from the Haftarah, because it already became our custom. That is a very solid reason. I think it's given by the Magen Avraham. That reason doesn't appear anywhere. I don't think it appears anywhere in Chazal. So that's Nachum quotes that minhag. But that's not the only reason. We also lay in the Haftarah because there is an inyan to lay in the Haftarah. You should lay also from Nevi'im. And in fact, we gave the other reason. It used to be in ancient times, they would leave the three parts of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. You lay in the morning Torah and Nevi'im, and they would lay in by Mincha. Mincha, they would lay in Kisum. There was like a Seder. In order that every Shabbos, people should read from all three parts of the Torah. Torah, however, what happened? People got so carried away. It was so interesting to learn the Daniel. So they stopped going to the rabbi's drasha. Shabbos afternoon, the rabbi would speak and give over halachos, what people should know to do in the halacha. But people were so inspired by Daniel, they didn't go to the drash, they just went to the Navi Shir. So Chazal banned reading Ksuvim Shabbos afternoon to force the people to go to the Batei Knesios to hear the drasha, not the drasha, the halachos. It wasn't a drasha. It wasn't what? And that's what, that was the goal. The goal was to improve attendance. They should know, they had to know practical halachas, how to conduct themselves for the following week. So why do you lay in the Haftarah? Let's review this issue. It's a very important issue. You lay in the Haftarah because, number one, the main reason, because of the parish. Like this, these last couple of weeks, we're pretty much laying a Haftarah that relates to the parasha. Why else do we... What? After, no, not always. So we discuss why else we lay in the Haftarah. Gimel de Paranusa. There are 3 weeks, the 3 weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av, the Haftarah has nothing to do with the parasha, nothing. We lay in the Haftarah as a reminder to do tshuva, because of our sins, there was a Churban. And if we don't do tshuva, the Churban will continue, there will not be a Geula. Gimel de Paranusa, nothing to do. Why else do we lay in the Haftarah? Zayin de Nechemta. 7 weeks, we that it has nothing to do with the parasha, not with the chamo, that we, after the terrible tragedy of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we need comfort. That's why we learn. So we learn sections that give us comfort. And why else? The last reason, me'ein hame. Well, no, there's another two reasons. Number one, another reason is the Dalit Geula. Redemption. What's redemption referring to? The Dalit Parashios. The Dalit Parashios, the Parasha Shkolim, Parasha Chodesh, Parasha Sparah, Parasha Zohar, that all of those Dalit Parashios have a common denominator. They capture the theme of redemption, leading up to Pesach redemption. Why else? And this is the most critical, why else? Me'ein Hama'ora, the occurrence, Yom Tov, Pesach, Chanukah, Sukkot, Shavuos, where we read from things that's not Geula, it's not Nechama, not Paranus, it's not the Parsha. Today is Pesach. If today is Pesach, we have to read about something which happened on Pesach in time of Tanakh. We have Chanukah, we have to read about the menorah of Zechariah. We have to read about things relating to the menorah. Now here's the point. In that, and that's why there are all these brachas. That's why there are how many brachas? 5 brachas? 6 brachas? That's why each bracha corresponds to one of these reasons. The first bracha is the parasha. One bracha, look at the words, it's Paranus. One bracha refers to Geula. One bracha is Zayin de Nechemta. And one bracha is Me'ein Hama'oira. Now, in the category of Me'ein Hama'oira is an Ofraf. If this week someone in the community is getting married, it's a Yom Tov for the whole community. It's no different than if today was Pesach, if today was Chanukah, today was Shavuos. And if today is Pesach, and today, let's say it's Chanukah, do you lay in the Haftarah of the parish on Chanukah? A parasha, do you learn from the Haftarah that relates to the parasha? No. What do you learn when it's Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah? Me'ein Hama'orah. The occurrence. What's the occurrence? It's Chanukah. If someone's getting married, so you don't learn what it says in the parasha, you learn sois asis, you learn about the inyan of marriage. We discussed this, that marriage is a mashal for the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We learn about Me'ein Hama'orah. It's the correct thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
But just only Ashkenazim do it.
No one does it today anymore.
No
one does it anymore. Yeah.
But the Sephardim have no uproar.
Okay, okay, fine. In a Chanami, okay, I'm not clear. But over here, he says the Ramah says.
What?
Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, how he explains this. Okay, let's see some of these things. This is a very interesting thing about letting soy sauces. Let's give you a Yud Aleph. Rak Haftaras Rosh Chodesh. Here he says, going back on the top Yud Aleph, but he says the one that you don't, that on a day when it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Shabbos Sunday. Do not lane Mochar Chodesh, because you're going to jump around. Rak Haftaras Rosh Chodesh. Simon Besukah after Machadish, don't conclude, because as you're going to jump from one haftarah to another haftarah, and you're not, the Ramah says that's not a good thing to do. Tircha de tzibura, to go take out another navi, you don't do that. And even though Bisman Azeh we do, we have chumashim, so it doesn't make a difference. That's the dilemma. That's why, according to the Machaber, since anyway we don't anyway use nevi'im, we are using chumashim. Most of us and most of the Kenesios. So what is the big deal to remind everyone that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh to lay in the pasuk from a different navi? And some do it in the article chumashim. If you look in the article chumashim, it says here in the back some have a custom. He's quoting from the Mechaber. It appears that's the Svardim. The Svardim, they if you're not using a navi, you're only using a chumash. So there's no harm in. There's no harm in reading a few psukim from the Chumash. However, I'm reading from the Mishnah Berurah page Reish Peivav. Can you show him? Reish Peivav.
I have Reish Peivav.
Reish Peivav. Yud Beis. Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis. Im ha'yichasna b'Rosh Chodesh. Im ha'yichasna b'Rosh Chodesh. Ratzu lo'imar. The minog Yud Beis says v'chein im ha'yichasuna b'Rosh Chodesh or b'Shor Shabbosos. Let's see what's going on. The minog who b'Shabbos sheyesh chasa. Now it says chasuna, it doesn't mean a marriage. Chasuna means a chasan is present. The minog who b'Shabbos sheyesh chasan. Now, I'm not sure if this means, I always thought it meant the Ofraf, but it could be it means the Shev Brachas. Because the truth is, I think it's a bigger Chiyav. When is your bigger Chiyav to get an Aliyah? I think it's the Shabbos Shev Brachas is a bigger Chiyav than the Ofraf.
Yep.
It's only a minok. I think the Ofraf is only a minok to get an Aliyah.
Right.
But it's but you're during Shev Brachas a Chiyav. So maybe the minok was, I thought that they learned Sois Osos by an Ofraf, but it appears they're learning it by a Shev Brachas. I'm not sure. Anyway, we don't do bizman hazeh. Ratzu lo'imar, the minuku b'Shabbos sheyesh chasan. Hear what he says. The minuk was Shabbos with the chasan. Litchois haftaras hashavua. You don't lay in the haftarah. The likrois haftaras sois osse shehu minyana. Kimavur lekaman b'soiv simin tof chav ches, which we're going to have soon. Umavur sham the kol zehu b'Shabbosos ta'alma. You can do that. Gazun to hate, you want to go and don't lane. Let's say this Shabbos you're going to go to shul is going to be an ofruf or in your shev brachas, and instead of laning the haftarah for parshas toldos, you want to go lane soy sauces, go right ahead. Gazun to hate, do whatever you want. But if it was Rosh Chodesh, then you would not be allowed to do so. Then who the kozu b'Shabbosos the alma she'ein haftarah shalachem muskeres b'shas, because this is a very interesting point. All of the haftarahs that we do are minhagim. It doesn't say in Shas, in the Gemara, what you should read on any particular Shabbos. Today, everything is standardized. Everything has a rule book. That's the way it is, Baruch Hashem. But in ancient times, the Rav would, it's part of the Rav's Drasha. Today, it's Parshas Toldos. The Rav has a Chiddush. So we're going to learn from wherever he decides, because he wants to show that part of Navi is Shayach. He'll explain to his congregants that part of the Navi is Shayach to the Parsha. You're within your rights. Not today. Today you do that, you're out.
Now, yeah. If you read that Haftorah in some communities, every time there was a Shevet Brachos or an Ofra,
every single Shabbos.
Yeah.
Every single Shabbos. And a Chanami. So what's so terrible? There should be Simchas. Mavur Sham, we have Kiddush every week. Anyone complain there's a Kiddush every week? You ever hear someone complain? Never heard someone complain. Two things. Someone told me, never heard someone complain about a Kiddush every week, and I never heard someone complain to a psychologist that his wife doesn't talk enough. I never heard that. Umavur sham the kol zehu b'Shabbosos the alma she'ein haftaras shalohem uskeres b'shas aval. Hear this, the haftaras sheniskram b'shas umidroshim. And this is amazing what he says here. I want Rabbi Reisman to give a whole shiur on this. Is that how you never ever paskin a halacha from a medrash? You paskin from the Talmud. Halacha is, it's not a valid source of halacha to find something in a medrash. He was giving the shir on the tcheles. He was discussing that today the tcheles is today many people wear the murex, as the certain type of worm called the murex as tcheles, and they claim this is the tcheles. And he went to the sugya. So he said there are 9 places in Shas that discuss tcheles, what tcheles is. So in the Hagdama to his Sheni, and his whole thesis is that it's impossible that the tcheles is not impossible. It's a half of a percent or 1% that the tcheles is the murex. He strongly, it's his opinion, he's very against the murex being advertised that this is the real tcheles. Okay, some say it doesn't hurt to wear it, so on and so forth. According to the Rambam, he says it's 100% impossible. And he went through the 9 places in Shas where tcheles is mentioned, and he went through one at a time. He read the Gemara, he read the words of Rashi, and the Rishon, and what it means according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, according to the Ran, according to this. And he showed, let's look at the murex. Can this be the murex? Can't be, impossible. Next Gemara. Before we began his shiur, he said, I'm not even going to discuss the Midrashim. The Tcheles appears in the Midrashim in a few places, and it could very well be that in the Midrashim, maybe those are the best Rayos that the Murex is a Tcheles. But he said, it's a principle in Halacha that Halacha does not come from Medrash. Halacha starts with Talmud, with the Rishonim, then down to the Goinim, the Agoinim, and then to the Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch. That is the path of Halacha. You can't go start with the Medrash. Here, what he's saying over here is something which is very fascinating in the Mishnah Berurah, that when it comes to the Haftarah, Alav HaHaftarah Sheniskodim B'Shas U'Midrashim, he's saying that when it comes to laying a Haftarah, we do take into consideration what it says in the Medrash, what you should lay on a particular Shabbos. Are you aware of Midrashim, which tell us what the Lesley says? I don't know the details.
Midrashei
Agadah
and Midrashei Halacha.
No, that's the even that's the Sifrei. He's not. He's talking about the Midrashei Halacha, the yeah. Sifrei, and the Tosefta. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying, I hear what you're saying. So Rabbi Reisen, so maybe he was referring to Yom Pasna Halacha out of a Midrash, referring to Midrashei Agadah. So you're saying over there referring to Midrashei Halacha, Taras Kohanim, which is Tosefta, Sifra, and Sifrei. Aha. Okay, those are Medrashei Halacha. I hear what you're saying. Very good point. But okay, but whatever it means, it's something which is interesting to take note of. There are many hidden gems in the Mishnah Berurah. Like just things, Derech Agav. And here he says, Aval b'haftar, sheniskodim b'shas. Okay, shas. Talmud Bavli. I mean, that's Halacha. You got to take it very seriously. Anytime we don't do something that says in the Gemara, the poskim, they bend backwards to figure out why don't we do this. Because what it says in the Talmud should be brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's always, come out always, 95% of the time, everything in the Gemara is in Shulchan Aruch or in the Rambam. It's part of the Seder Halacha. So if it's not taken from the Gemara to the Halacha, why not? It has to be explained. You just can't ignore it. A medrash, it's not in Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to apologize. It's a medrash. A medrash. A medrash that was meant to be taken literally. But over here, he's saying no. Here we do take things in midrashim. Ein doichin oisan mipnei chasuna she'ein ze el haminug ba'alma, because leaning soitz osis is only a minug, and leaning a shemayim kisi is halacha. That's brought down in the Talmud, brought down in the Medrash. The Gam Achar Shekarim Ein Likor Sois Osis, and also he goes on to say that when you lane from Shemayim Kisei, don't now jump the Sois Osis because you chain medal gimi navi l'navi, because you're not allowed to go jump around from one sefer to another sefer. Where is Sois Osis?
Sois Osis.
It's in Yeshaya.
Yeah, this is part of the seven.
The Chemta?
Yes.
So it's ain medal gimi navi. So why then, if you think of Shemayim Kisi, can you go from one part of Yeshaya going backwards? So you don't want to jump around in the navi. It doesn't say that. He says Shemayim medal gimi navi l'navi. All right. I don't know. The al ze ashminan kan de hagah the al kopan b'makom shehein b'navi be'echad kegoin. All right. That's exactly the point he's making. B'shabbos rosh chodesh shakayin Shemayim Kisi should be navi echad im after asoy sasis oz. Ein litchoy sois osis legamri. Don't push it away legamri. V'yesh likros mixos mimena achar sheyisayim hashmayim kisi. So exactly what he's saying. That ein echanami. So here there are 3 rules. What are the 3 rules? In summary, when it's a regular Shabbos, it's not one of those special weeks where it's dalud parshios Shabbos rosh chodesh or Yom Tov, and there's no mention. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas or Midrashim what to lay on that Shabbos for the Haftarah. then do what you want. Do whatever you want. You want to learn Seisasis? Go right ahead. Who's stopping you? But if you're on a week where it says in the Gemara or in the Medrash, no, 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 no. Today you're going to learn this, then it depends. And it's also an Ofruf or a Shav Brachos, so then it depends. If what you're required to learn from Shas and Midrashim is in Yeshaya, it's the same Navi. So then, Sois Osis is in Yeshaya. Right, we learned that. So I should remember, we learned that. So it's the same Navi. If it's in the same Navi, so you could do it. Don't make it the Iker. He says a Chiddush, only lay in a few psukim, just lay in a little bit, but you can do it afterwards. But if it's in a different Navi, no, no, no. Then already you're jumping around from Navi to Navi, then you should not do it. Oy b'shar Shabbosos. What about other Shabbosos? Yod Gimel. Yud Gimel is Kagoyin Hariyam Uskar Mesayv Simitok. Okay, that's going to be later on. Okay. Let's just see some. Let's just see the Dirshu. Interesting Dirshus here with Sois Asis number 9. Only one Dirshu number 9. Only he writes over here. The Minug Bismanenu on the right side. Bismanenu Kosra Shari Efrayim VeOruch Hashulchan LaHafter Esaf Aftaras Hashul. We don't do it. The Aruch HaShulchan says in our times we don't lay in Soisasis. We don't do it. That's the way it is. Okay? Maybe you'll find the shul somewhere, and you always find communities. But he says the Aruch HaShulchan says that we don't do it. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Let's finish up Gimel. Seif Gimel Rosh Chodesh Achalias B'Shabbes Kol B'Musaf B'Bracha Reviyah Shabbos V'Rosh Chodesh. In the Musaf, when you say Ata Yotzarta. So in the Musaf, even though when we came to, we learned in the previous sif in the Haftorah, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh, but in the Musaf in Ato Yetzarto, you say you conclude Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim, v'Kabaruch Reviyas v'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh v'Chosin Mekadesh Yisrael Mekadesh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. Let's see Mishnah Bura Yud Dalid Kolel b'Musaf v'Asidurim Kosov b'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. In parentheses, right? I'm on page Reish Pevav. Reish Pevav. Yud Dalit. He'll show you. Okay, look in this Sidur. Page Reish Pevav. Sif Katan Yud Dalit. Let me open up a Siddur.
Mishnah Berurah Sif Yud Dalit?
Yes. So when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and we say Ato Yotzarto, Shachris the Shabbos Yom Tov, come to Musaf. Here we go. You can perkin. Yichadeshu of Rachamim, Ashrei, Mizmor, Naritzcha, Ato Yetzarta. Okay. Then when you come to the Korbanos, Uviyoy Mashabos, Uviyoy Mashabos, Shnei Chavosim Neishno Timim, Ushnei Esronim Solis Mincha B'Lov Hashem Menisko, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato. Al oilas hatamid v'nisko. And now it says zeh. What I just said zeh korban Shabbos. And now you know the drum roll. And now the korban hayom ka'amu of Rosh Chodeshem. Do you really need to say that? Isn't that a hefsek?
A lot of times it says parentheses.
Oh, so here it's in parentheses in the article English Siddur, and it says some and. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "B'sidurim kosa b'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh v'Shoy Yom Tovim, achar shemesayim karban Shabbos, yisayim zeh karban Shabbos." What we've just said is the karban Shabbos, and now Rabbi Yisai, we're going to say the karban Musaf. So you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're davening in the Amidos, who you spoke to, you're not speaking to the congregation, you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The karban hayom kamor. The chen kosav b'sidur of Amram. If I'm going, this is from the earliest sidurim. He was the one who made a siddur. That's what it says there. Can you show him where it is? Yudalit. Ochein kama poiskim kosvu dehove yitur loshen. There's no need to say this. The Kameshmayaga Hashem knows what you're doing. Vahavi Hefsik is a Hefsik Lachain Kosov Sha'in Loimray. And therefore in Mishnah Berurah always Chilukadeh says it's better. He says
not to say.
He doesn't say not to. He says if I'm going says he say it. So you can argue with I'm going. If I'm going, who are we to argue with if I'm going? But he says others, so maybe if I'm going didn't put it as part of the text. That's all the whole issue of the printer's errors. Maybe when if I'm going he put it there, he's just that was part of an explanation. He didn't mean it to be said. This is very important. This happens. Let's say you forget to say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Roshei Chodoshim. You just say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yotza. But why? Because you did mention in the davening, you did mention the carbon. Let's see the dirshus number 10 and 11. Ulechein Kosvu She'en L'Omer Ma She'en Omer. Number 10 on the right side. Right side. Turn to the right side. Now he's saying something very interesting. This is very interesting. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we don't say. I mentioned this to you a few times that when we daven Shabbos Chodesh, the whole nusach turns into a nusach of Shalosh Regalim. Ato Yotzarta. And then we start after we say the first line, or hafta is sanu v'ratzisa banu v'raimam. Tell me, call halashunis kiddushan v'mitzvah secha v'kaftan machin of the secha. This is mamish. Rosh Chodesh. This is mamish shalosh rugalim. It's mamish word for word. The only thing that's not is the first lines. Ato yotzatu lemcha mikadem kilisa matcha b'yamashri. Period. That one line is unique to Rosh Chodesh, but from here on in, it's mamish word for word taken out of the shalosh rugalim. It elevates. If it's out of the nusach of the shalosh rugalim, there's something missing. Look very carefully. We're missing one expression. Kadeshenu b'mitzvosecha v'sein chalkeinu b'mitzvosecha. So what's so terrible? If we're already going to say the ganze nusach of the shalosh rugalim, what would have been so terrible to say at least kadeshenu b'mitzvosecha v'sein chalkeinu b'mitzvosecha? So that's what the dirush was coming to address. U'mash ein oimim b'shabbos v'shchodesh kadeshenu b'mitzvosecha v'sein chalkeinu b'mitzvosecha kasev ha'orach ha'shulchan. Don't you love that answer? It's a mistake.
Took it out of the text.
A mistake, just like this insertion. There, carbon Shabbos, the carbon Hayom, Kalmur. Just like that was a mistake, somehow crept in. Then suddenly I got left out by mistake. So why should this be any different? And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says an amazing chiddush. He said it. The Aruch HaShulchan, when he said this nusach, he added it in. The chen kosev HaRambam, the Seder HaTfilos, the Rambam also has a Siddur. And the Rambam Siddur, it says to add in, Kadshenu, the Kadshenu, of Rabbi Bikol HaShonos, Kadshenu b'mitzvosecha v'sein, Kadshenu b'mitzvosecha v'sein chalkeinu b'mitzvosecha. Here, in this nusach, it does say, it says, v'kidashtanu b'mitzvosecha, but we don't have the request. We don't have the request. So, but the Rambam should tzorch lo'ma kadshenu b'mitzvosecha, v'chein minig b'nei sefora lo'imo. Okay, so he says over here, the b'nei sefard. So you have to look in the sefard, notice this. In the sefard siddur, it appears that it's there. Okay, so we'll look at it later. You have a sefard siddur, look at it later on. Can you bring us a sefard sitter?
It's in the other corner.
Could you bring us a Sfar sitter? You have a Sfar sitter?
No,
I think Nusach Sfar. No, I'm not sure. Let me look. Give a quick look. The real Sfardim. The real Sephardim. Okay, let me just take a quick look if there's any difference. Have you most of the Shabbos? Ato Yotzarta V'Rotzi Savanu. No, I don't see it. It's not here. Okay, so only the real Sfardim. Okay, so let's go further. The bottom line is the minuk. Shaminuk shaloy la amra. The ain lashanis mehamukubal. I'm going to shaman. I will say you say it. We don't. It's not our minuk to say it. And don't change. Do what everyone else does. V'chein why v'chayisav beirsh and nusach sh'ayim l'mechilas chetzol. He says a tremendous chiddush. His chiddush a real svar tzira.
Aleppo.
Okay. The real deal. mincha l'shabbos musaf shel shabbos v'shabbos rosh chodesh. This is shachris mincha musaf. Okay, here we go. Moedim Ritzei Ato Yotzar to Elamcha Mikedem Kilisa Malach Bimashri Bechata Banu Mikolomos Ritzi Saban Mikol Halashonis Vikidashem Vesech Vikarfim Malachim Lavazech Vesech 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 No, Vikidashtanu, Vikidashtanu is in the past. That's not a request. Vikidashtanu b'mitzvah, it's in the past tense. But the request of Katshenu b'mitzvah, this is a statement. What we say in the Nusach, Vikidashtanu b'mitzvah is a statement. It's an acknowledgement. The question is, are we also mevakesh? So nowhere in our Nusach are we mevakesh Katshenu b'mitzvah secha. Here it is. So here I have the Aleppo. Here it is. Elokeinu v'kavaseinu v'tseinu v'nuchaseinu kadeshenu b'mitzvah secha simchelkeinu b'sora secha. So here in the Siddur from Aleppo, Aram Tzoiva, it says here after you say yismuchu v'malchuscha, you say Elokeinu. Okay, let me read you the difference to make it clear. In our Nuschois, Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard, we start with Ato Yotzarta. We go through this beautiful Nusach, which pretty much is similar to Shalosh Regalim. Then we say the Kurbanos, Uvi Yoim HaShabbos. And then we say Uvi Rosh Echot Sheichem. And then we say Yismichu V'malchusch. And then we get really serious. Then we come to make all of the requests. 12 requests. Elokeinu V'lokei Avoseinu. Ritzev Menucha Seinu. May you find favor in our Menucha. V'chadesh Aleinu. Renew upon us. B'yoyim HaShabbos Hazeh. Es HaChodesh Hazeh. L'tayva V'levrach. Everyone answers Amen. L'sas L'simcha L'yishul M'chamu L'panos L'hakola L'chaim L'sholom L'chaschim 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 L'chaparas Pasha Ki V'yamcha Yisrael B'charetem Mikulum Az V'chashabbos Kodshach L'chem Hoidata V'chukei Roshay Chodoshim L'chem Kavod Baruch Atah Hashem M'kadesh Yisrael V'yisrael V'roshay Chodoshim. So we went to the Elokeinu. This is the Elokeinu. We made 12 requests. L'chaim, l'shalom, l'simcha, l'sason, and then on the leap year, we made 13 requests, starting with Elokeinu. Okay, that is art scroll. Nusach Ashkenaz, and Nusach Sfar is very similar, identical. Now, Aram Tzoiva, Aleppo, Syria. It's kimat the same thing. Ato Yotzarta, the Nusach. Karbonos, of Yamasham, of Rosh Echot Sheichem. And then the order is a little bit different. The order is different. Then before they say Yismichu in the Sephardim, right after you say the Karbonos, you right away get serious and you make your 12 requests. This is again the Sardim. Okay. So they put the Elokeinu right away. Then the Sephardim, they say Yismichu. They put Yismichu afterwards. Yismichu v'malchuscha. And then they add a whole new paragraph. And this paragraph is plucked out of what you say on a regular Shabbos. What do you say on a regular Shabbos? I'm reading regular Shabbos. Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu ritzev v'mnuchaseinu kadeshenu b'mitzvaseicha v'sein chelkeinu b'sarasecha sadeinu mitivecha v'samcheinu b'shuaseicha v'tahar libeinu. Notice our nusach Ashkenaz, nusach Sfard. That little paragraph is completely out the door. Doesn't exist on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Ato yatzarto Korbanos, Eloik Yismichu, Elokeinu, and that paragraph is omitted. Aruch HaShulchan says, where to go? Who took it away? It's a Tosatfus. Put back the entire paragraph. Katshenu b'mitzvah secha v'sinul chinam b'sarah secha. Put it back in. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam has it. Aruch HaShulchan, he took this paragraph, he photocopied it, and he put it into his siddur on the bottom. He put it in. Here is the Nusach Sefar Adim. They also add it. They also do the Zalbazach. Here is the Siddur Elohim of Seinu Ritzeinu of Nuchaseinu. Kadeshen of Mitzsecha of Seinu Ritzsecha. Okay, it's Takapella. It's Takapella. It should be. This paragraph should be here after we say. So why? So Aruch HaShulchan says it was a mistake. It was a printer's error. He said it. The Rambam says to say it. The Sfaradim say it. So he said it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, listen, I don't know if it's a printer's mistake. It's not a printer's mistake. The bottom line is, look around. It's very hard to say. The whole Klal Yisrael is living on printer's errors. It's very hard to say that. Not that it can't be. Not that it can be, but you know, it's a big Indian Hashkacha Pratis. We believe in Hashkacha Pratis. It's not such a posture thing that the printer's error should make such a difference. So he struggles, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, do what everyone else does. Everyone doesn't say it, so you don't say it. Oh, but L'chari, you're missing this beautiful request for Kachelev and Tzel Sekhon. So he says a beautiful answer. He says, don't change what everyone does. When we make those 12 requests on Rosh Chodesh, we ask for mechilas chet v'leslichas avon. This corresponds to katshenu b'mitzvaysecha v'sein chalkenu b'sarasecha. Hu kinege katshenu ki al yidei mechilas hachatoyim u'slichas avonos miskatshen b'mitzvays Hashem, we become sanctified v'chein mechuvin nusach zeh kineged v'taher libeinu liyavcha mes. So therefore, basically, it's too much repetition. Since we're going to make all of these requests, then the Meila incorporates the essence of what we're asking for. So it's superfluous. That's how Rabbi Yashiv comes to answer. This is his take on why we don't say it. Let's do one more and we're finished. One more, let's do number 11. Number 11. This is a very hot topic. What happens when you make mistakes and you don't say the chasima is not done correctly? So v'chein b'yom tov shachal b'shabbos. When yom tov is chal b'shabbos, oh, you know what? We're out of time. So let's stop here. We'll do this next one. I don't want to go too much over time. Take a break because we have over here a tikkun, and then I have a very short var in the daf yomi. Just take. We'll take more than a few minutes, and then we will conclude.